July 14, 1928, how one who lives in the divine will forms her little seas within God Himself. How the divine will is light and looks for light, and how all evils become lost before its light. Prodigy of the Fiat. I felt all immersed in the divine Fiat, and my adorable Jesus placed before my mind an interminable sea of light. And within the sea one could see many other little seas, little rivers, formed in the same sea. It was beautiful, delightful, enchanting, to see these little seas formed very often in the divine sea, some smaller, some a little larger. It seemed to me as when we are in the sea, as we dive into it, the water divides and forms a circle around us, giving us the place in order to be able to stay in the sea, in such a way that one can see many people inside of it. But they are not seas, because the sea does not have the virtue of converting us into water, while our God has the virtue of converting us into His own light. And in spite of this, one can see that a human will has gone to dive into the divine sea to take its place in it, and according to how much or how little it operates, it forms a smaller or a larger little sea within the divine sea. Now, while I delighted in watching a scene so beautiful and enrapturing, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, these little seas and rivers that you see in the eternal sea of the divine majesty are of those who operate in the divine will. The Creator gives and forms the place in His own sea for those who want to live in the Fiat. He admits them into His house and lets them form their own properties. And while forming their own, they enjoy all the goods of the interminable sea of the Supreme Being, who gives wide freedom to these children of His to expand their own little seas within His own sea, as much as they can. In this sea there are the little seas of my humanity and those of the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, and there will also be those of the ones who will live in my will. None of their acts will be done outside of this divine sea, and this will be the greatest glory of God and the greatest honor for the children of my divine Fiat. After this, while being immersed more than ever in the divine volition, I was offering all of my being and all of my acts in it. Oh, how I wished that not even one thought, one word, one heartbeat would escape from the light of the Fiat. Even more, I wished to surround all the acts of creatures like a crown, lining myself up over each human act to invest everything and everyone with its light, so that one might be a word, one the heartbeat, divine will. But while my mind was wandering in it, my sweet Jesus, making Himself seen, clasped me so very tightly in His arms. Then He placed His most holy face over my heart and breathed strongly into it. I am unable to say what I felt. And then He told me, "Daughter of my divine will, my Fiat is light, nor could even a shadow or atom which is not light enter into it. Darkness does not find the way and becomes lost before its endless light. And the soul, in order to enter my divine will, must place herself in the reflections of its light, that is to say, as she wants to do her acts in my will, she places herself in its reflections, which have the virtue of changing the acts of the soul into light. And my will performs a prodigy, as each of its rays invests, some her heartbeats, some her thoughts, some her words. In each of its rays it contains the crown of all the acts of the creature. And since my Fiat embraces everything and everyone, heaven and earth, it makes them touch everyone, and gives to all the acts of the creature done in it. If all could see the marvels of living and operating in my will, they would see the most beautiful, enchanting and enrapturing scene, which does the greatest good and brings the kiss of life, of light, of glory." Then, with a tender and moving voice, and a stronger emphasis of love, he added, "Oh, divine will, how powerful you are! You alone are the transformer of the creature and God. Oh, my will, you alone are the consumer of all evils and the producer of all goods. Oh, my will, you alone possess the enrapturing force, and whoever lets herself be enraptured by you becomes light. Whoever lets herself be dominated by you is the most fortunate one in heaven and on earth. She is the most loved by God. She is the one who receives everything and gives everything.